USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment investigation into President Trump continues with a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. One of the professors testifying before the committee is George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
President Trump's business at the NATO summit being held in London is over, and the president and first lady are on their way back home. The president tweeted that he's done a lot over the last 2 days and is heading back to D.C. after the summit closes. He went on to cite great progress by NATO in the past 3 years. Now the president has been pressuring other NATO nations to increase their defense spending. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The U.S. Navy places a $22 billion order on Cyber Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing Navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025.
Florida Senator Rick Scott is slamming the International Olympic Committee for keeping the 2020 Winter Games in China. Scott previously pushed the IOC to move the games out of the country. The IOC responded by saying they would stay politically neutral and keep the games in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has wrapped up meeting with world leaders at the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, Vice President Mike Pence says one of the things the president is very good at is using our strong U.S. economy when it comes to trade talks and even people paying their fair share when it comes to NATO.
The president's also been willing to use the power of this economy and access to this economy and tariffs to leverage changes in our trading relationships. It's working for the American economy. And as we go forward with negotiations, the American people can be confident that this president is going to continue to be willing to use access to this economy and use tariffs to put American jobs and American workers first.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business. Gun background checks in the United States are on pace to break records in 2019. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Background checks on gun purchases in the United States are climbing toward a record high this year, reflecting what the industry says is a rush by people to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI, putting 2019 on pace to break the record of 27.5 million set in 2016, the last full year Barack Obama was in the White House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.